Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Wednesday, the 24th of February. Hi, I'm Paul. I'll be your host this morning in the news today. We'll be covering off on the cricket with both women's and men's international action on the go at the moment. Also, there is A-League action over in Australia, as well as NBL and NBA action in the basketball. Our skiers and snowboarders are going very well at the moment. So we're going to speak with some of the results over the last few days for them as well. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. Let's kick off over in Australia with the A-League. Last night saw Melbourne FC take on Sydney FC in a middle of the... Melbourne City take on Sydney FC. Melbourne City came out on top 3-2. A good victory for them as they beat their opponents who are higher up the table. That sees Melbourne City climb to ninth in the table with their third win of the season. Tonight, Melbourne Victory will be taking on Wellington Phoenix. This is 11th versus 12th. So, yes, both sides desperate for a win, looking for their second win of the season. Here in this one, that is tonight at 9:05. So Melbourne Victory versus the Wellington Phoenix. Don't forget that on Saturday at 9 a.m. you can join the Knicks newsletter, where the boys will go over all the action from that game and preview the upcoming games for the Wellington Phoenix as well. In that one, you can also listen to the recording on our podcast. As they previewed this game on Saturday. Moving on to the NBL in Australia. Yesterday, the 36ers took on the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix in a middle of the table clash. The 36ers came out on top 99-94 in that one, taking a good lead in the third quarter and holding on to it in the fourth as the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix tried to make a comeback. Leading the 36ers was Daniel Johnson with a double-double, 10 rebounds and 27 points. Isaac Humphries also got a double-double, 11 rebounds and 24 points for the 36ers. For the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix, they were led by Mitch Creek, also with a double-double, 12 rebounds and 23 points for him. Coming up next in the NBL is the Kings versus the Breakers this evening at tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. The Breakers really are needing to get a result out of that one as they sit ninth in the table currently. Over in the NBA and just six games yesterday, I say just. Key scores saw the Lakers lose to the Wizards 124-127 in that one. And the Jazz beat the Hornets 132-110. So that means the 76ers, the Nets and the Bucks are still the top three in the East. And in the West, the Jazz now got quite a lead over the Clippers and the Lakers with 25 wins and 6 losses. Whereas the Clippers and the Lakers both on 22 wins and 10 losses there. So the Jazz built up a good lead over there, being led by Donovan Mitchell with 23 points against the Charlotte Hornets in that one. Also a double-double from Rudy Gobert with 12 rebounds and 10 points helped there as well. And they got good delivery off their bench with three players making it into 20 points off the bench. So, yes, a good team all-round effort for the Jazz at the moment. There are 9 more games today key games. The Bucks place the Timberwolves. The Celtics take on the Mavericks. 76ers playing the Raptors. There in the NBA. Obviously, join us tomorrow morning for the morning sports briefing at 7 a.m. where we'll bring up to speed with all of those results. The Pelicans not in action until tomorrow there, but obviously we'll keep you up with how Steve Adams's team is going in the NBA. Over in the skiing then, and there's been some good results there. Congratulations to Willis, who's got his best ever giant slalom results. He came in 26th, having started in 42nd there. He was trying to make the top 25, but didn't quite make it. So well done to Willis. A decent result there, not quite what he was hoping for, but still a good result. Also, Blake Marshall came third in the free ride world tour that was held in Ordino Arcalis over in Andorra. He came third place in that one. So congratulations to Blake there. Over in the USA and in Aspen, Ben Barkley came fourth in the free ski slope style at the US Revolution Tour. Just missing out on the top three with the last skier of the day pipping him into that position. So a good run by him there ahead of the World Championships that will be held also in Aspen between the 7th and 16th of March. So good form there for Barkley heading into that. Burke Rudd of Norway, the four-time X Games medalist, won the event. Moving on to the cricket then, Australia and New Zealand will be playing their second T20 tomorrow in Dunedin after New Zealand took out the Black Caps, took out the first one there. Over in India, and the third test between India and England will be starting today. That is going to be a day-night test as well, so it's probably a bit late for us, unfortunately, but that takes part. Action that has been happening is that the one-day series between England and New Zealand's women started yesterday. The New Zealand went into bat first, scoring 178 in their all bowled out in 45 overs. Or 45.1 overs, so didn't manage to complete their 50. Hayley Jensen got 53, and Brooke Halliday on debut got 50, but no one else could really stick around with them. Those lack of partnerships really was a problem for the side. The wickets were shared all around the England bowlers. England then reached 181 for two off just 33.4 overs to win the game by 8 wickets there. Top score, Tammy Beaumont with 71 as captain. Heather Knight on 76 not out, and Natalie Shiver on 21 not out saw the team home in that one. So England go 1-0 up in the one-day series there against New Zealand women. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all of the important sports news. And don't forget to join at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning for the morning sports briefing. And at 8 p.m. this evening, we have the standoff show with Shane joining Brad to talk about some of the key players for the Warriors ahead of the NRL season.